Okay, today's top Ayin Zayin. We're actually on Ayin Zayin, top line of our top word of Ayin Zayin, Amar Ameimar. So we had yesterday a whole discussion, a whole machlokas, back and forth about whether a loan document that you want to sell, does that have to be transferred with another document or not? Right? That was what we talked about yesterday. So Amar Ameimar, Ameimar says, Hilchasa, Talach is, Osios, such a loan document, nicknames bimesira. It can be transferred over just with Mesira, Kirebi, like Rebbe said. Okay? Just like Rebbe said, Amalei Ravashi, so Ravashi says to Amemar, Gemara or Svara? Is that a tradition that you have at that halacha? Or the Svara, logically you're right. Which one is it? With a star.
No, how else he say can be acquired, the halacha is that the star can be acquired the Mesira.
Right, and not another star. And not another star. That's what Rashbam says on top line.
I understand.
Let's say you owe me $100.
Transferring over the reins, let's say.
No, it doesn't have a star. Let's say only star chov, star chov, only star chov. You owe me $100.
Right.
Now I need the money. I need the money.
Right.
I can't wait for you. You have a year to pay me. So I'll sell it to him for 50. I'll get the 50. He'll cut the 100 from you. He'll cut the other 50. He'll cut the 100 from you. I'm sorry.
Right.
He'll give me 50, and he'll collect the 100 from you.
Yeah.
Right? How do I give him that star? Do I have to give him a star that says that by the way I'm handing over a star chov that Mati owes me $100? Or not? That was yesterday. The answer is, you don't have to do that. Just the document alone is enough. You don't have to create another star that records what we're doing.
No, I understand it.
So just Mesira, when it says Mesira, it means just Mesira. Of course it has to be Mesira, otherwise how's it getting it?
Exactly.
How's it physically get it? Right. The question is, do you need another document?
Back it up.
To back it up? That was yesterday. And the answer is no, you do not. Okay? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Now, Kirebi, that's what Rebbe said yesterday. Amalei Ravashi, La Meimar. So Ravashi said, Gemara, Osvara. Is that a Gemara? In other words, that's what Rebbe said, but I'm not really sure why. Or no, or Svara. So Amalei no Gemara. That's a Gemara. It's a tradition. Why? I'm not sure why. It's a tradition. Right? It happens to me. It's been 24 hours since we were back, since we were here last. So, a lot's happened in the past 24 hours. We have to get back in it. You know? So, Amar Ravashi says, you know, Svara Nami Hu. I also have a Svara. I have a Svara that I'm right. Why? In other words, I have a Svara that you're right. Why? This is a hard line. The osios mili ninhu. What is a document that says that Mati owes me $100? What is that document? That's just mili. That's just really words. What does that mean? Mili ninhu. Look at Rashbam. Dvarim. I'm sorry. Let's do one more line in the Gemara. The osios mili ninhu. Osios are just mili. It's just words. Umili b'mili lo maknin. Words and words, there's no kinyan. What does that mean? What does that mean? Look at the Rashbam. Mili ninhu. Mili ninhu. Dvarim hu mocher. All I'm doing is selling him the words written on a piece of paper. Lo mama namish. I'm not giving him anything but has any mamashas to it. It's not a diamond ring. It's not a pencil. It's nothing. It's not a piece of land. It's just a piece of paper that has representative value. That's called mealy. No value to it. The piece of paper is a piece of paper. Why are you paying $100 for this piece of paper? Why are you paying $50 for this piece of paper? Because it says on this piece of paper that he owes me
$100.
It's what it stands for. That's called mealy. Doesn't have any intrinsic value.
Like cash.
Like cash. Doesn't have. It's a piece of paper.
Well, cash has
something. What? There's no such thing as cash in times of Gemara. There's no such thing as... Hilkach, therefore, Maisa Biyadayim, a Maisa Biyadayim, the Hainu Mesira, which, in other words, giving that over to you, who Iker Kinyasan, that's the Iker Kinyan. That's the Iker Kinyan. Why? Because the bottom line is, there's no intrinsic value here. Aval Star Acher, but another star? Lo Mahani, you don't need that. You don't need another star to record that I gave you this star? Why? The Mili Bimili, Lo Mikni. Words and words, not a kinyan. Star lo yikne b'shtar. You can't have one star substantiate the distance of another star. Therefore, giving it over is enough. Okay? Now.
But we're not doing that's not a practical thing, though.
What do you mean?
I can come over there later on and say, hey, you stole my shtar.
What? You could always say that. You could always say
that. I have another shtar that says, I sold you the rights to the shtar. Which, I mean, you can go ahead with it.
I mean, you could always say this shtar, that's not forged. You could always say that.
You have
Adam
on top.
Okay, so the same Adam. You owe me $100.
So in front of those Adam, I stand.
No, you owe me $100.
Yeah.
I give it to him. You come and say, by the way, Menachem, I want to pay. No, don't pay me. Pay him. Wait, you come to me and say, Menachem, I want to pay you back, and I want the star back because I'm paying you back. So I don't have it anymore. I gave it to Yossi. I don't have it anymore. I gave it to Yossi. Do I need a star to record that? No. Why? That's what we're saying. Whatever lies, whatever time is. It's no different than me or him. The only issue is we need a shtar to substantiate what I did to him. Now, if I sell him my house, I would need a shtar. If I sell him, we're going to see that in a minute. If I sell him something else, I would need a shtar. Just by a shtar, I don't need a shtar. Why? Because the shtar is only mealy.
No, you don't need it.
It won't help. It won't put you in a better position. It won't put you in a better position.
That's
what? A shtar is a legitimate kinyan to acquire a slave. I'm writing a shtar that you hereby now own this slave. That's a legitimate kinyan. Or you hereby now own this house. But here, what am I giving you? I'm giving you a piece of paper that says he owes me $100. I don't need a shtar for that. Why? Because this shtar has no value. It only has representative value. That's how. Look, by the way, you should just know, Tosfos has the exact opposite of pshat.
Exact opposite, shall make sense.
That's Amar Meimar, Hilchasa, Eidos Yos Nigas Bimasira, Kira Bonon. He reads a different Girsa, and he reads the whole, and then Rashi. He has the exact opposite shot. That what? That Meimar said, no, we hold the other way around. You do have to give a star. But the Rabbanon. And Ravashi comes along and says, is that a Gemara, or is that a Svara? In every single line of this Gemara, that's why the source is so big, every single line, he reads the other way. That might make more sense. That'll make more sense. Okay. Now, so what did we just say? We just said that there's no such thing, that mealy b'mealy is not with a star. And now on that, we're going to have a kasha. Velo? That true? Is that true? V'amar Rav bar Yitzchak amar Rav. Rav bar Yitzchak said in the name of Rav. Shnei shtaros hein. I have two different cases of shtaros that I want to talk about. What's the first case? Zachu basadeh leploni. I want Mr. Freud to have my field. I like him very much. I'm going to give him my field. So I go over to Yossi and I say, you know what? I'm being Zocha the field to Mr. Freud. Right? Zochu basada leploni. I'm hereby letting you know, that from now on, he's the owner of that field. And by the way, the kisvu lo is hashtar. Write a shtar to that effect. Okay? Write a shtar to that effect. Chozer b'shtar, then I take it back. I take back the shtar, the eina choze besada. I can't take back the field. Why? Once I've given him the field, I give him the field.
What was the kinyan?
There is no kinyan. The Rashbam says,
the shtar.
What?
Yeah, the shtar.
The Rashbam says it was a kinyan suder.
I made
a kinyan, and then I said, by the way, write it down so we record it. Now what is that? It's a matana. I gave him a matana. Then I said, write it down. Then I said, you know what? Don't write it down. Does he own the field? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't want to write it down. That's irrelevant. Exactly. It's irrelevant. The writing it down is an irrelevancy. It's superfluous. It helps him. He'll have proof. But I'm allowed to take it back. Now, why would I take it back? Why would I do that? I'm giving him a gift. Why would I do that? So Tosa says, you know why you do that? Because you don't want people to think you don't have any land. You don't want documents floating around that you're not as rich as you think you are, as you say you are. Right? Oh, I gave land to him, so then when you come for a loan to people, they're not going to want to lend you. Why? This guy's not trustworthy. This guy doesn't have any capital. He gives away all the stuff to everybody. Look at this, I got a shtar, I gave some land to Mr. Fruit. People won't be interested in doing business with him. They're going to be afraid of him. They're going to be afraid that he's too, what do you call it? Not too loose. He doesn't have any backbone. He doesn't have any land to support all the investments. They're going to be afraid of him. So he took it. He wants to give him a gift, but not to have to write it down. People shouldn't be dotting, when everything's written down. right? Then much more, it's much more substantial. Then don't write it down. He owns it? Of course he owns it. But I don't want it to be written down. Okay? So you could do that. You could take that back. Okay? We're not talking about Balchov now. We're talking about Matana. We're going to get to the Balchov in a minute. We're going to get to Balchov. You have to write down. You have to write that down. How's the guy supposed to get his money? That you have to write down. Oh, is he owe money to someone else, but you give the land to him? I don't know. It's a good question. Right, that's a good question. Well, you see, we might touch on your question in a minute. Now, the Ein Achaz B'Shtar, Fasada, fine. Now, Almanas, if this is a different lesson, on condition, Shetichtu V'lo Es Hashtar, on condition you write this Shtar, then, Chozer Bein B'Shtar Bein B'Sada. Then I can go back. Why? Because I made the whole gift contingent on writing it down. So then if you write it down, yeah, and if not, not. There's actually a Machlokas Rishonim over here that the Rashbam says, this is not a, like, if you don't keep the Tanai, then the whole condition falls away. He says, not like that. The Ramban says, it is like that. Either way, to get into detail, the point is, if I made it a Tanai, you have to keep, right? You have to keep your promises. And if not, not. Now, Rav Chiya bar Avin Amar, Rav Chiya bar Avin says, Amar Rav Huna, Shloshes Shtarim said, I have a third case that'll be very interesting to talk about. Trei Hadamar, the first two we said already. Here's the third one. Induch the following one. Im kodim mocher, because of his ashtar. I'm a very anxious person. I'm very, very anxious, and I'm also very bored. So I know one day in the next 20 years, I am going to be selling my house. So I write down the ashtar right now. I write up a ashtar right now. What am I doing with it? Nothing. I'm sitting with it. Now, someone could find that ashtar, fill in his name, and get the house. Right? The answer is, that's okay. Why? Because the only person that gets hurt by writing a shtar early is the seller. Don't be so foolish. You're writing a shtar early, you're hurting yourself. Right? The Rashbam says, look at the bottom, Rashbam. Misha tzarech lemos, a guy needs money. Virotze limchar minachas of lechaveru. He wants to sell stuff to his friend, gezunt. Upa'amim, sometimes, shumot his sofer, he'll bump into the sofer, the koser shtar mechira, he'll write a shtar mechira, kadeshi mezumun lit nulu lokeach, kol shah. He'll be ready any minute to give it to the lokeach, the buyer, shiir to the moch, who wants to sell. So, koser sheshaninu, turn the page, like we learned, kosvin shtar lemocher, a seller is allowed to write a document, afal pish ein lokeach imo, even if the buyer's not there. Even if the buyer is not there. Now, look at the Red Rashbam, Tav Rashbam. Shemuta Lassos came. You're allowed to do that. Afal gav, the Mefzi Kishikra. Doesn't it look a little bit like a lie? I'm writing today that I'm selling you my house. I'm not going to sell it to you for another year. A little bit of a lie. The answer is, De'ein kan hefzi l'shum adam el l'machar atzmo. There's no loss to anybody except for the seller. You're taking a huge risk doing this. You want to take a crazy risk like that? Pre-write a shtar, you want to do that? I'm not going to stop you. It's only harming yourself. A normal person wouldn't do that. You want to do it? I'm not stopping you. She'im yobet ashtar, if you lose that shtar, v'im te'en olokeach, and the buyer finds shekasa v'shmo, yeah, it's his name, is it? Look at this. What a windfall. I got to find a lottery ticket. Yitbon shalokhoz mizeh hamocher, you're going to claim that you already bought it. After all, you have a document that says that. Right? The e who lo chayish lahachi, anan lo chayishinim b'shvilo. If he doesn't care, the seller, we don't care for the seller. The seller wants, is a gambler. What do we care?
What date are the
shtar? Any date. Maybe there is no date. So maybe there is no date. Maybe there is no date. You put in the date when you find it. Right? It's already written. I found the sofa. It's a cheap sofa. I wrote it up already. Okay, we'll add the date later. So the guy walking down the street, pick finds it, the buyer. He says, hey, look at this. He's telling me his house. I'll date it to yesterday. Here I go. I'll go get the house. You want to do that? You want to take that gamble and take that risk? We're not going to stop you. Okay? Now, says the Gemara. This is the whole kasha. We didn't get to the kasha yet. Kiven shehichzik zeh b'karka. Once I give you the karka. Okay? In other words, I wrote the shtar a year ago. And that I'm selling you my house. Then the shtar, I don't know where the shtar is. It's in some bank in I don't know where, in some other state. But you make a chazaka on the house, right? He buys and changes the locks, and he's living in the house. So once you do that, give it to Hichzim of a karka, nikne b'shtar b'chol makom shehu. You now own the shtar wherever it is. It's in a safe deposit box in New Jersey. You own it now. Right? V'zuhi sheshaninu. And that's what we learned, by the way. Nechasim she'ein behem achrayis. Nechasim that don't have any achrayis. In other words, metaltalin. Niknin im nechasim she'eish lehem achrayis b'kesef shtar v'chazaka. They can be acquired through, via, something that does have a chazaka. I'm sorry, does have achrayis. With kesef shtar chazaka. In other words, land. In other words, you did a chazaka on this piece of land, on my house. You own now that shtar, wherever the shtar is. Wherever it is, you own it.
But you're buying mealy to mealy now.
Ah, and we say it's good. That's exactly the kasha. That's exactly the kasha. Right? To say it in the Rashban's words, look at the Rashban of kesef shtar chazaka. The kesef, shekibel min hakarka, the kesef that you used to buy this land, oh, shehichzik ba, or that you did a chazaka on this land, nitin ga metaltalin. You also get the metaltalin, meaning the shtar. The kasamka daita chashta, now we see, the hashtar mili ba'alma mikni. That the shtar, which is only representative value, that's no real value, there's no intrinsic value to this shtar, it just represents that he owns the house. Mikni kishatirta mocher lahatnos lalokeach. When I decide to actually give you the house, whenever that is, you own the star as well. Af al pishlo bahashtar liado. Even though the star is not here, it's in a safe deposit box in New Jersey. De lokeach koni le. You nevertheless buy it. You nevertheless have become the owner of the star. Kolshkein leel. For sure before on Amud Aleph. De star bishtar mikni. That a star where the star should work. The ilu hacha afilu bimili grade the kanile below star. Here, it's just mili alone should be acquired without a star. The kolshkin the mikni mili katsuvim b'star. And for sure, it should work, right? Let's say it another way. If I want to give you my house, I give you the house, and you own the star. Without making a kinyan on that star. Why didn't you make a kinyan on that star? Because it's somewhere else. But when I give you the house, you own that star without making a kinyan. You don't make a kinyan on the right? Right? So kolshkein, when I give you a star halva, I give you a star that he owes me money. Right? I could certainly give you a shtar that says that I'm giving you the shtar. I could certainly make a shtar out of the fact that I'm giving you the shtar that he owes me money. That's the kasha. Does that make any sense? Again.
Yeah.
What?
One more time.
If I give him my house, I'm selling him my house, and I give him the house, and he acquires the shtar without a kinyan. Why? Because that's the halacha. You acquire a shtar, it's somewhere else. You become the owner without a kinyan. Right? What? Why? Really, there is a kinyan. The kinyan is, you put a new lock on the house. That gives you the right to own that shtar wherever it is. Right? Kolshkein, for sure. Shenitein lemocher shtar halva, that I can give Kolshkein for sure. Shenitin lemocher shtar halva al yedei shtar mechira. What does that mean? Ravashi said that mili b'mili doesn't work. Here's a kasha. What do we say? You can acquire this shtar that says you own the house with kesef, shtar, or chazaka. So with a kesef, you'll get the shtar. With a shtar, you'll get the shtar. With a chazaka, you'll get the shtar. So what do you see? With a star, you can acquire another star. With one, I'm giving you a star, that will give you the right to own the other star.
Who questioned that?
What? Rav Ashi said an Amin Aleph.
No, because
it's a purple width.
No, because he's saying that. Oh,
Rav Ashi said Amin Aleph, it's not necessary.
It's mealy
mealy. It's mealy mealy. So it's the same thing, it's mealy mealy. I'm giving you this star to acquire that star. I'm giving you a star that says, by the way, the star that it says that I'm giving you the house, here, it's in the star right here. Well, didn't we say that doesn't help?
No, because I thought Rav Ashi was talking about when he just gives him over the other star.
Right.
No.
But I'm selling him the star. I'm selling him the star.
But now he's going to give him a new one.
What?
But now he's
giving him... No, I'm giving him the same star. You owe me This is a star that says you owe me $100.
See, he's not just giving him like this one over. He's giving writing a whole new star.
1 second. This is a star that says you owe me $100.
Yes.
I give it to him.
Yes.
Now you owe him the $100.
That's right.
He gave me $50.
That's right.
Do I have to write a star that I'm giving him the star that you owe me money?
Okay,
says Rashi, no.
No, right.
Why not? Mealy, because only mealy. You don't need a star to substantiate a mealy. Here, it's the exact same thing. I have a star in New Jersey that I'm selling him the house.
That's right.
Now.
You write a new one.
I write a new one that says what?
That he's selling you the house.
Right. That works?
Sure.
So what's the difference in that and that?
What I think the difference is?
Yeah.
One is just transferring over the old star, and one is actually writing a new star.
No, in the second case, I'm writing a new star. I am hereby giving Yossi a star that says that the other star in New Jersey belongs to him.
Right, okay, so let's...
It's the exact same thing.
Let's break it down.
Yeah.
What's the Kenyan...
So that's the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara's answer is, you're right, you're touching on it, so you have to say, he's saying good, but the Rebbe says he can say better. So, what's the answer? The answer is, Agav, exactly. The answer is, Agav Shiny. No, Agav is different. You're acquiring the star in New Jersey, Agav, the land you're getting now. That's a whole different star.
Right.
That's a whole different world. That works. Why does it work? That's what Kenyan Agav is. Why? We can spend time on Kenyan Agav. That's the nature of Kenyan Agav. By the loan, so Agav.
Right.
So Agav, I'm giving you a piece of paper that says, you want to go call Mati up and collect the money from him. I'm giving it to you. So Agav. Here, I'm giving you the land. You're getting the house. There's a rule in Shas. When you get land, you get anything that comes along with the land. It's a rule in Shas. Kenyan Agav. All right, and then all the Rishonim say, the Gemara didn't chesh in that. The Gemara thought, you're comparing apples to apples, and why is this yeah, and that one no. So the Gemara says, no, it's apples to oranges. Talk about Kenyan Agav. Right? Agav shiny. Why is Agav different? It happens to be there's rules, quirks about Kenyan Agav. Daha, madbeya, because money, coins, the law nikti bechalipin, cannot be transferred with chalipin, for whatever reason. Money can't be transferred with chalipin. The agav ara nikti, but it can be transferred with land. Right? Kihadar of Papa, as the case of Papa, we had this 3 times already, havalei treter al pezuzi bechuzoi. He had $13,000 in bechuzoi that somebody owed him the money. And Nehele, L'Shul Bar Acha, and R'Shul Bar Acha was going to be in Bechuzoi, and he wanted R'Shul Bar Acha to go pick up the money for him. The problem is, the guy who owed him the money says, I'm not giving it to you. What happens if you're robbed on the way? You're robbed on the way, I still owe Papa the money. So I'm not giving it to you. I don't want to give it to you. I'm not trying to stiff Rav Papa. I'll pay him every penny. But not to you. I don't want to give it to a shliach. Why? Because if I give it to a shliach, if something happens to it, I'm still stuck holding the bag. So Rav Papa knew that. Rav Papa trusted Rav Bar Shmuel completely. So you know what he did? He transferred the loan to Rav Bar Shmuel. So now, I'm sorry, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. Rav Shmuel Bar Acha. So now, when he shows up to the guy's house and says, by the way, I'm here to collect Rav Papa's debt, he says, I'm not giving it to you because I'm afraid if something happens to it, I'm going to be stuck holding. And Rav Shmuel Bar Acha says, don't worry about it. I now am the owner of this debt. So all you got to do is pay me. You're off the hook. And now Rav Papa took a gamble that the money will reach Rav Papa. So how did Rav Papa do that? The money's in Bechuzoi. How's Rav Papa making Rav Shmuel Bar Acha the owner of this debt? How's he doing that? Very simple. Agav. You know what he did? Nailed Rav Shmuel Bar Acha. He gave it to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha. Agav asay for the base. By giving him, he gave him the brick in front of his house. He said to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, okay, now you're the owner of that brick right now. I'm making you the owner of that brick. I'm transferring to you the owner of that brick. You're now the owner of that brick that's in my stoop. And Agav, that brick, you're also owning the $13,000. And I trust you, you'll give it back to me. That works. Right? And not only that, Ki asa nafik l'apei atavach. Rav Papa was so excited he went to greet him like halfway. He ran to Tavach as Rav Shulam Barachah was coming back. Rav Papa ran to Tavach to greet him. He was so excited he finally figured out a cheshbon how to get the money. So what do you see? That agav you could transfer anything. I transfer the money's not even here. I'm giving you one brick. It has to be karka. So I'm giving you a piece of karka right here. I'm giving you that brick. Agav that brick. I'm giving you $30,000. That works. That's why in this case agav will work and you'll be the owner of the shtar. This has nothing to do with our case of Mili and Mili. On Amar Aleph, Mili doesn't work. Now, if you go like Tosfos, you have a lot of ink to spill to explain how this fits in that Mili is you do need a shtar. This whole Gemara is not might make more sense logically that you have to write a shtar to record because you have to write a shtar to record anything, right? So now that I'm transferring my debt, you owe me money, I'm transferring it to him, it might make more sense to write that down. Right. So it might make more sense to make that a kinyan and write it down. That's the Tosfos held. The problem with that is, how do you explain this Gemara? This Gemara is clear that if we're talking about a case that the difference. I don't know, Tosfos has to stretch out an answer. Maybe he changes girsas left and right. It's always the easiest way, right? Okay. Next. Avalomacha loas avodim vloas ha martufin vloas ha antiki. That we said when you sell a boat, you don't sell that my antiki, what's antiki? Amar of Papa, iska dibigava. The cargo. That doesn't get included in the sale, it's the cargo, not the cargo. Right? Okay, next. Macharas ha karon, lo macharas ha predos. If I sell you the wagon, the mules are not included. Okay? The mules are not included. What if they're connected to the wagon? That's a kasha. Now, pashtus, if you sell the wagon, the mules are not included. Macharas ha-predos, if you just sell mules, lo macharas ha-karon, you don't sell the wagon. Machar es ha-temet, if you sell the yoke, lo macharas ha-bakar, the cattle's not included. Macharas ha-bakar, if you sell the bakar, lo macharas ha-temet, you don't sell the yoke, not included. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, something you were all thinking, Hadamim Odiyan. The money should reflect how much you paid, what you're buying. We all know that a yoke doesn't cost $1,000, it costs $10. So if you paid $1,000, you got the animal too. And if you paid $10, you only got the yoke. Why can't the money be Mochiach?
It's like an old case.
What?
In a Hanami,
all the cases. So, Ketav, for example, Amalo, Machali Samdecha, sell me your yoke. The Messiah says, $200. $200? How do you do it? You're not telling Messiah. Everybody knows it doesn't cost $200. Everybody knows that. The Chacham Omrim, Ain Hadamim Raya. No, money's not a Raya. Why not? So, Rashbam says,
practical.
What?
That's practical.
What do you mean it's practical?
Because, the guy off.
Oh, so we're going to get to ripping off tomorrow. That's tomorrow. The beginning of tomorrow's daf is that ripping the guy off. So the Rashbam says, Ela matana bikesu. It's a matana. You know the guy. The guy's not doing well. The store's not doing well. So you go in there. All you need to buy is one. I don't know. The guy's a candy store. So you need to buy one bag of lollies for the kids. So you give him $100. Right? What is that? Does that include everything? No, you're giving him a gift. You know, the guy's starting out. He needs extra help. You give him $100 bill. You know, the whole thing is $5. It's a matana. That's a chacham shita. It's not such an indication that there's a fraud or onah or no, it meant to include more. No, we're giving a matana. That's all it is. Says the Yehuda. No, we don't say that. So therefore, if you way overpay, obviously you include it to get more things. Wait a minute. Machares ha-karon, machares ha-predos. Vanan, but we learned lo machar tanan. We learned in a different braitha that doesn't lo machar tanan. No, lo machar tanan. I'm sorry. We learned a braitha that says machares ha-karon, machares ha-predos. We learned a braitha that says if you sell one, you do get the other one. Vanan, lo machar tanan. But our mission is not true. So amale asmiye? Should I erase this braitha? Why? Because mishnahs always be braithas. So should I erase this braisa? It can't be authoritative. The mamash goes against the Mishnah. So amalei, no, love, don't erase it. Tisragim, I will explain it. Masnisecha, this braisa, ba'adukinbo. They're connected. They're attached. So our Mishnah is obviously talking about when they're not attached. Right? So when they're not attached, so we'll now get back to the Mishnah. If I sell you a wagon, I don't sell you the mules. But they're not attached. Why would I think you would sell the mules? I walk into a store, I want to buy that wagon. Okay, fine, here's the price. Why would I think the mules are included? The Mishnah has to come and tell me, no, they're not included. Now, when you have a boat, and there's cargo on the boat, and there's avadim on the boat, and there's oarsmen on the boat, I need the Mishnah to tell me, oh, that's not included, by the way. That's not included. Here, what's the pavamina? I want to buy those mules. Okay, no problem, here's the price. Oh, I need a Mishnah to tell me, oh, the wagon's not included? If they're a dukin, I need a Mishnah to tell me that. They're not a dukin here, they're not connected. This is strange. No? Now, machres atzem et lo machres abachar. Nehichidami. If a yoke is called a yoke, a bakar is called a bakar, pshita, it's obvious. Tzmida, zabinle, bakar lo zabinle. You bought that, you didn't buy that. Ella what? Dekarule nami le bakar tzmida. So, or you could say, if you call bakar, it's also called tzmida, then kula zabinle. Everybody would hold that you bought everything. So the tzmida, the case is, but the asmid the karle tzmida tzmida le bakar bakar. No, you call that that. You call that that. But the ikku nami the karle bakar tzmida. There are some people in the town. It's a minority, but it's a big minority. It's a big minority. It's a sizable minority that call the bakar the yoke. So Rabbi Yehuda oh savar adam modiin. Rabbi Yehuda says no. So the money now has to kick in, and the money will be the deciding factor for Rabbanan Savri ein hadamim raya. The Rabbanan say that no, money's not a raya. Now the Gemara is going to ask, if money's not a raya, then why is the sale void because of onah? And the Gemara is going to answer, you're right, that's what we meant to say. We meant to say the sale is not void. That will do tomorrow. We'll stop here. Everybody have a very good day.